This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1858. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded December 29th, Armenia, Australia, Biafra, Brazil, Chile, Cuba, Egypt, Ethiopia, Europe, France, Germany, Korea North, Libya, Mexico, North America, Pakistan, Peru, Russia, Rwanda, Solomon Islands, Swaziland, Sweden, Taiwan, Tibet, Tinian, USA, Vatican, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Among the special Xmas programs I mentioned last week was a transmission via Armenia to North America, organized by shortwave service in Germany of SM Radio International, UT Monday, December 26th at 03:04, and the frequency, which was publicized before it happened, 7305. Unfortunately, that just would not work under present propagation conditions. As Andy Robbins in Michigan, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, and I agree when trying to hear it on receivers in North America, but we do appreciate their trying still to broadcast to North America on shortwave. Australian shortwave services are still planned to close down at the end of January. And even before that, we're losing some of our excellent programs on Radio Australia. Richard Langley says, John Cleary, the host of Sunday Nights on ABC Local Radio and Radio Australia, announced on his Christmas edition that it was the last live broadcast of the program. Sunday Nights features discussion of religion and ethics, beliefs and values as they shape the issues affecting daily life. So that's another reason to be disenchanted with the ABC. Yes, I always enjoyed that program, including the Inquisition, which was a call-in quiz section on religious topics. John Filiozzi in New Florida agrees, ABC management has been filled with so many denizens of commercial broadcasting that they see only a number of listeners as a metric rather than quality of listeners. There are damn few programs on radio anywhere that discuss religion, ethics, beliefs, and values with the intelligence, understanding, and openness that Sunday Nights and John Cleary have. The program never preached. It listened thoughtfully and allowed space for listeners to explore, discuss intelligently, and come to greater understandings. And who needs that? Count me as disenchanted, migrating toward disgusted, says John Filiozzi. Well, maybe it'll be in reruns. I'm not sure about that, but Sunday Night program is heard in North America, has been, on Sunday mornings from Radio Australia, 9580. Ivo Ivanov reports further monitoring of Radio Biafra from London via Bulgaria for what was once and maybe will be again a breakaway region of Nigeria. The frequency is now 15325. On December 22nd, they succeeded in broadcasting a live program between 1757 and 2001 UT, however, with a wrong frequency announcement at 1857 as 15600. Then the next day, he heard the other one-hour broadcast earlier in the day, December 23rd, at 1458 to 1601. On Xmas Eve, UT December 25th, I scanned the 90 and 60-meter bands a few times, but I found nothing unusual, such as reactivations or prolonged schedules of the few Latin American stations left. Maybe we'll have better luck on New Year's Eve. And that goes for earlier as the New Year sweeps around the globe, starting with the Pacific. Almost all Brazilian shortwave stations are perceptibly off frequency. But here's one which has gone back on frequency, or very close to it, Radio Bandeirantes. For several months it had been on 11925.2, but December 26th at 22:26, I found it on 11925.0. but it remains inactive on 9645, which had been even further above frequency before it disappeared. A religious pirate from Chile reactivated for Xmas Eve Radio Triunfal Evangelica in Talagante on 5825. Thanks to Arnaldo Sly in Argentina for telling us about it, as they were publicizing it on Facebook for December 24th after 23 UT, and also reported by Claudio Galas in Chile. However, I'm not aware of anyone hearing it beyond the southern cone. I suppose the power was quite low. Who knows, it might be back on New Year's Eve, and in fact it was also being reported on December 26th around 23 to midnight by Claudio Galas, who is not too far away. He also says another Chilean pirate was active, RCW, Radio Compañía Worldwide, on 6925, December 24th, around 0130, and the 25th after midnight UT. Among the anomalies I noted from Radio Havana, Cuba this week, 9820 was on the air December 28th at 0130. That had been a frequency used only in the local mornings, but there it was at night, and at that time, Heterodyne, the weak Brazilian, just below it on 9819.4. Radio Cairo no longer even attempts to broadcast to North America, but some transmissions which remain are almost always perceptibly off frequency. December 25th at 1506, I had a carrier with hum and maybe some modulation, varying around 9515.127. Listed for 9515 is the Albanian service of Radio Cairo. Then December 26th at 2217, I had a carrier with typical Egyptian whine on 9900.32, which would have been the attempt to broadcast to Europe in English at 2115 to 2245. And even further confusion from Cairo concerning languages. Ivo Ivanov says he heard the Hausa broadcast instead of scheduled German at 19 to 20 December 15th on 9570.3 variable. While Wolfgang Büscher reported Cairo in Hausa, but lowly modulated, December 20th at 1826 on 9325.054. Radio Ethiopia is not only way off frequency from 7235, but varies considerably. December 26th at 1438, I had a carrier on 7236.448, presumably that via long path. Wolfgang Büschel also reported December 27th at 1550, 7236.875, ranging up to 0.925. That's when they're carrying some clandestines, such as Voice of Democratic Alliance. And Ron Howard in California reports Ethiopia December 27th at 1552 on 7236.89 variable with frequent drifting. The special from Free Radio Service Holland I mentioned last week, which was supposed to be on December 25th, turned out to be December 26th. They had publicized the wrong date. Anyhow, it was not audible beyond Europe. 7700 and 9300 kilohertz were being heard by Dave Kenny in England on the British TX Club with a fair signal at 1015 UT. Later they said they were moving to 9335 to avoid interference, perhaps also for the repeat broadcast until 2230. Another Europirate apparently going legal for a New Year's Day broadcast Sunday, January 1st at 14 to 16 is Radio Space Shuttle. Dick Spacewalker has notified us that will be on 6070. Doesn't say where from, however, but that frequency normally comes from channel 292 in Germany. There was a lot of confusion about whether France Inter's long-wave frequency 162 kHz was closing down December 26, 27th, or would last one more week, according to the cancellation of the license, caused, I think, by confusing information coming out of the station itself. many were monitoring December 27th, just after midnight UT, when the signal disappeared. Was that it? No, it turned out they have a regularly scheduled weekly maintenance period on Tuesday mornings at that time, and they were back a few hours later for, I guess, one more week or a few more days. To the best of our knowledge and that of Jean-Michel Aubier in France, Halloween would close down January 1st, but probably UT December 31st at 2300. Another Xmas special was from Radio Mi Amigo. Our Delibere in Maryland was able to hear it at sign on 1859 UT until 2015 on 6145, transmitted via Armenia, mainly for Europe, but carrying on to North America in that case. However, their repeat broadcast via Now in Germany, intended for North America, starting at midnight UT December 26th on 6080, was another bust, no stronger than the very weak Brazilian on the same frequency, as I tried to hear it in Oklahoma. Some others were hearing it better, such as Richard Langley in New Brunswick and Andy Robbins in Michigan. Christian Milling of Shortwave Service says some more specials are coming up via the Armenia transmitter on 6145, New Year's Day, intended for Europe. At 19 to 20, Radio Menschen und Geschichten. At 20 to 21, Radio Pushka. And 21 to 21:30, Golden 80s Rewind. Also, many attempts to monitor the special Gruß an Bord broadcast of Norddeutscher Rundfunk on Christmas Eve between 19 and 21 UT via different transmitter sites. Again, no luck here in far landlocked Oklahoma. It's intended for mariners. And one of the frequencies was actually wrong, as first noted by Nick Sharp in the British DX Club. During the first 2 hours, they were supposed to be on 9740, where nothing was heard, since they were actually on 9470. Apparently, they mixed up the digits at the Nauen transmitter site. Toward the end of the broadcast at 2250 UT, Jim Ronda in Tulsa says he was getting a fair signal on 5930, reporting to the NASA group. Here is another instance where precision frequency measurement can yield some useful clues. Wolfgang Büschel notes the broadcast Voice of the Martyrs for North Korea at 1530 to 17 UT on 7510 is actually slightly off-channel, 19 hertz low. It's listed as Tashkent, Uzbekistan, but he says in the past and on other frequencies, Tashkent manages to be exactly on frequency, so he wonders if this one has actually changed to Tajikistan or Taiwan, which aren't so accurate with their frequencies. Åke Petersen in Denmark has been monitoring medium wave lately and found Voice of the Homeland, Benghazi, Libya, on its split frequency 677.50. December 24th at 0230 to 240. However, by December 26th at the same time, 0236, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says it was back on the even frequency of 675.002. Terry Kruger in Florida has been hearing an unID Mexican on 650 playing the theme song from the old TV show I Dream of Jeannie. No, it's not the Stephen Foster song, and wonders what it could be. A fine example of DXer cooperation, because reading about this in DX Listening Digest, Ingeniero Israel González Ahumada in Mérida, Yucatán, has the answer. It's XEVG in Mérida, transmitting programming of Radio Formula, and around midnight local time, they have a program Estilo de Vida, which does play that theme music. Terry Kruger listened further and confirmed it was that by paralleling to their web stream, also on FM 94.5, hearing it, for example, December 27th at 11:15 GMT. And December 25th, he was hearing it around 1200. He says the theme happens often, but it's always noted at the top of the hour and 15 minutes past. Via satellite, internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio 1858. Check our website for much more information, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from an anonymous donor. And a few others have come in this week. We'll be acknowledging one week at a time. Thank you all very much. The pirate, formerly known as radio station YHWH, I mentioned last week, had shown up on 5790. Since then, he's made regular appearances on 5792, usually with quite a weak signal here, such as December 22nd at 0325, December 23rd at 0307, December 24th at 0308, December 27th at 0331. Ron Howard also heard him December 28th at 0350, all of these lasting an hour or more, on 5792 AM. And Ron also digs out from the FCC archives a public notice about the bust of this operator previously. It was dated December 31st, 2014. It's from the Los Angeles District Office in Cerritos, California, sent to Martin K. Elliott, two L's and two T's, in Inyo Kern, California, saying that on December 17th and 18th, 2 years ago, he was operating on multiple HF frequencies, including aeronautical bands. The frequencies mentioned in the notice were 6280 and 11595. In all caps, they said, unlicensed operation of this radio station must be discontinued immediately. The usual boilerplate from Charles A. Cooper of the FCC. Not aware if any further action had been taken, as he did soon stop broadcasting. Nice to hear from Koji Hashimoto in Japan again, who used to monitor very carefully Radio Hargeisa Somaliland, in fact, such a fan of that station that he included it in his email address. But now he has a report about presumed Radio Pakistan, December 26th, from 0545 until off at 0548, after playing some Pakistani music on 15730. We continue not to hear even a carrier from Radio Chasky, Peru, 5980. But the only other DX who seems interested in monitoring it, Claudio Galas Toledo in Chile, reports that on December 27th, he received a reply from the station. Thanks for your question and concern about our transmitter, which suffered some damage, but we will soon be back on the air again. Meanwhile, he's hearing some other Peruvians actively after midnight UT, 4747 Radio Huanta 2000, and 5025 Radio Quillabamba. Just as I was wondering whether Russia's prime shortwave station, Radio Sakha, is still on the air, in comes a report about it from Ron Howard in California. Yes, 7345 parallel 7295, Radio Sakha via Yakutsk at 0251 December 28th. Good strength, open carrier. At 0300, no interval signal and no time pips, but an ID as Radio Sakha. There was light interference from Romania, signing on at 0300 with its interval signal before then. At 0450, it's the usual time for a Radio Sakha ID, followed by a series of ads, one with a rooster crowing. They go off with an interval signal of the Jew's harp and time pips, 4 plus 1, at 0500. He says 7345 is many times stronger than 7295, which was unusable after 0330. Last week, we were wondering about the correct new time and frequency for the clandestine for Rwanda Radio Itahuka. Quite by chance, I ran across it. It's only a weekly broadcast on Saturdays, December 24th at 1812, 30 hertz below 15420. There was continuous talk in an African language, reminding me of Radio Manansi for Uganda, but it certainly was not parallel to that, and it cut off just before 1900. That was the weekly broadcast from Madagascar with 250 kilowatts of Radio Itahuka. So it's also putting a good signal into North America, better than most on the 19-meter band at that time. Kai Ludwig refers us to their website, www.radioitahuka.org, which is mostly in Kinyarwanda, but I found one item in English, including a certain disdain for President Kagame. It says he has threatened to kill other nations' elected presidents, and in some cases, strong evidence and testimonies suggest that he did, in fact, kill presidents of other countries. It seems that Radio Itahuka pertains to the opposition to the Kagame regime called the Rwanda National Congress. I'm not sure if he was using a remote receiver for this, but Wolfgang Büschel in Germany reports Solomon Islands Broadcasting, 1 hertz below 5020, switched on at 10 seconds past 1902 UT on December 26th. Then a choir started singing Good Morning, and a weather report at 1903-54 and talking about a guest of honor from Germany. Ron Howard in California has also been logging this, or non-logging it, December 27th and other days recently. He says by 1247 UT, they've been off the air from 5020, not as often running an extended schedule past 1200. On December 28th, he was hearing their other frequency, 9545, until off at 0501 with better than normal reception in Pidgin, but the commercial announcements were in English, playing pop Pacific Island music and many time checks. But it suddenly went off during the ABC News in English, which was very readable and parallel to the three Radio Australia frequencies at 0500. Wolfgang Büschel notes the current schedule of Transworld Radio Swaziland includes a two-hour English broadcast at 0500 on 6120. But it could not be heard at all when he checked December 23rd. Just the Brazilian Super Rádio Deus de Amor, 44 hertz below 6120. Tom Taylor of European Music Radio says the Swedish DX Federation will have another special broadcast via channel 292 in Germany, 6070, New Year's Day at 17 to 18 UT, and another broadcast on Friday, January 6th at the same time. Although the announcement from their Facebook page we quoted last week from PCJ Radio International that there would be no more shortwave broadcasts seemed pretty definite, Richard Langley has checked Facebook again and finds this clarification. The twice-weekly programs that go out Wednesday at 01 on 11580 and Friday at 22 on 9955 will continue as normal. That's via WRMI. The Bulgarian DX blog reports some frequency changes of Voice of Tibet via Tajikistan. On the 25-meter band, they're simply jumbling them around slightly, but there's a new one on the 31-meter band. These are for half an hour each. The first half hour is in Chinese, the rest in Tibetan. At 12, 11513, at 12:30, 11507, at 13, 11513, and at 13:30 to 14, 9508. Of course, they're likely to be Chi-Com jammers on adjacent frequencies ending in 5 or 0. Incredibly for IBB, Radio Free Asia via Tinian has shown up on a frequency within the worldwide exclusive 40-meter ham band 7195. As heard by Wolfgang Büschel, it's for the broadcast to North Korea at 15 to 17 UT. It was still there as of December 23rd, but brought to the attention of IBB and of the intruder watchers, it had disappeared by December 25th. Dave Sumner, head of ARRL and IARU secretary, said, "I am pursuing the Radio Free Asia matter through a back channel that has been effective in the past." It pays to check WBCQ frequencies at hours when you do not expect them to be on, such as 5129.752, December 22nd at 0739. There was an Alan Weiner worldwide playback from before Thanksgiving. Mark Taylor in Wisconsin and I were both hearing a station on 5120, December 23rd, after 0215, while WBCQ was also on 5130 or just below it. And I even heard an ID on 5120 for WBCQ after 0300. So was this really an additional transmitter test from BCQ or some other station pretending to be it? 7490 normally signs on Saturdays at 2300, but December 24th, it was already going at 2207 with an unidentified program which seemed to be for Halloween. On Sunday, December 18th, but not the 25th, before 2200, Mark Cody in Ontario was hearing 7490 with French Dog Radio. I wonder if that was really Dead Frog Radio, a known BCQ program at other times. A Ramsey's Roadhouse show for Labor Day 2014 was getting a playback, as it was then known. UT Wednesday, December 28th at 1:38 on 5129.84. Even major 50-kilowatt AM stations now think they have to be on FM in order to be competitive in their markets. Add one more. It's KKOB 770 in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which is now giving top billing to an FM translator relaying it on 94.5. But it is atop San Diego Crest, which gives it wide coverage as long as there's no co-channel interference, but there is from a station in Gallup, New Mexico, a full power station, also on 94.5, which I used to enjoy picking up as I approached Albuquerque out of Tijeras Canyon. Vatican Radio had the usual Xmas specials, but not for North America. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says nothing heard here for the Christmas message and Urbi et Orbi, starting at 11 UT. But an excellent signal on 9645 for the ambient sound version of the broadcast via the web receiver in Holland. First time I've heard the whole show with trumpets and bells. Ivo Ivanov says some frequency changes were made December 25th for the Vatican Relay via Veritas Asia Philippines. 9510 replacing 15470, including English to South Asia, at 1530 to 16. While at the same time, direct from Vatican, the DRM broadcast has moved from 15775 to 11940, which explains the noise I was hearing around that frequency. Ivo Ivanov also says that Voice of Vietnam's home service relay has finally fixed its frequency, had been on 9635.8, but as of December 26th on exactly 9635, including at 0900. The propagation outlook from Prague, geomagnetic field will be quiet December 30th, 31st, January 1st and 8th to 11th. Mostly quiet January 2nd, 12th, 15th and 16th. Quiet to unsettled January 2nd, 3rd, 14th and 29th. Quiet to active January 4th, 6th, 7th, 13th and 17th. Active to disturbed January 5th and 18th. From Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 22 and 5 January 5th. Solar flux peaking at 79, January 6th to 9th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1858 and wishing you a better 2017 than you might expect.